It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it. Hope your day's treating you well. Hope you have an outstanding weekend ahead. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports Studio. It is February 2nd of 2024, and the groundhog didn't see his shadow. No extra 6 weeks of winter. And that little sucker better be right, or there will be hell to pay. Because today it's like, oh man, it's a little chilly out there because we've just been spoiled with the weather that we've been getting, and the extended forecast looks good. And of course, we'll get a forecast coming up in the first time out of today's show, but a lot to get to before then, and I'll give you what we got planned for this Friday coming up here in just a few short minutes. First things first. However you are tuned in, appreciate it. All your options, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, or X, as it is now called, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page, if you're on the Zuck machine, type in 1650 The Fan, you'll find us. Just hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed, including we've been airing hourly updates during each of the sessions from yesterday and today at the Girls High School State Wrestling Tournament at Extreme Arena in Coralville. And if you missed any of those updates when they went on the air, you can catch up on demand at the website, 1650thefan.com. Yet another reason to have it bookmarked. Everything is there. The final update of the early session, I'll bring that to you here in just a few short moments. And we'll get our next update from Coralville at the Girls State Wrestling Tournament coming up around 6 o'clock. So you'll be able to get that update before Waterloo Blackhawks hockey tonight. More details on that matchup. And what you'll hear from Young Arena tonight here on The Fan. If you want to dial up the show, you can do so with questions or comments. 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do so. Don't be shy. Questions or comments. Or perhaps there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, open to suggestions. And just know that if you email me, it might get read on the show. So, all right, here is what the plan is today. We'll get to area sports news and scores in just a few short moments. As I mentioned, that will include our last update we got from our Koloff Media sports correspondent, Zarin Eggestahl, who's on location at Extreme Arena in Coralville for the Girls State High School Wrestling Tournament. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. Come back on the other side in segment two, and really excited for this, Waterloo West High School boys basketball coach Derek Slater will join the show. The Wahawks, 5-9, 3-5 in the Valley Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference. This team's better than its record. Their best player, Jaleel Manigo, dealt with an injury earlier this season. He's missed half their games, and this Wahawks team could be a real problem if they figure just a few more things out before postseason play arrives. It's a talented team, but a young team. They've had to face that adversity, like I mentioned, with the injury that Jaleel Manigo had there for a while, and they've got a big rivalry game tonight at home against Cedar Falls. More details on that matchup in just a bit. But really looking forward to catching up with Coach Slater, learning more about his team. Of course, he's in year number one. He moved over from the assistant seat to the head coach seat this past offseason, if you remember, when longtime coach Cliff Barinobis resigned. So Derek Slater, Waterloo West High School boys basketball coach, joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking with Coach Slater, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports during that break, come back in the third segment, and Mike Palm, VP of Operations for Circa Resort and Casino, will join the show. Mike is also a big part of our friends over at the VSiN Network. You can follow him on X at Mike Palm Circa. We're going to talk about the big game, the Super Bowl, Chiefs, Niners. Also, of course, along with just talking about the football side of things, we'll talk about the betting side of things and what's this early betting market maybe telling us about this Super Bowl. As of right now, I've got the sheet in front of me. I think this may have been as of last night, so it could have moved multiple times since then again. But as of last night, the 49ers, a two-point favorite in Super Bowl 58. And, of course, you'll be able to hear the Super Bowl right here on your home for the NFL in Eastern Iowa, 1650 The Fan. Coverage begins at 1 next Sunday. And our outstanding partners and friends at Westwood One Sports will do a great job as always. Kevin Harlan will have the play-by-play. Kurt Warner will be the color commentator. And you can find all the broadcast information for Super Bowl 58 here on The Fan at the website 1650thefan.com. I know, it's a made-for-TV event, but sometimes you are not in front of the TV for the Super Bowl. It happens. I know. I've had to work Super Bowl Sundays, or you got to go out and, you know, you ran out of chips or you ran out of wings at the party or drinks or whatever it is, and you don't want to miss a moment. You don't need to be watching the game on your phone when you're driving. So just lock your radio right here to The Fan, and we'll take care of you. But, yeah, looking forward to Mike Palm, VP of Ops for Circa Resort and Casino, joining the show. As I told you, also perhaps you'd heard earlier this week, the Circa Squares Bets game is out there for the big game. So Mike's going to tell us all about that. I know there's a lot of people out there that love playing squares. There's probably plenty of you out there that aren't familiar with squares. And so he'll explain it all. And they're a great partner. I think we're closing in on a month now with Circa Sports. Of course, as you're well aware by now, a big partner of ours. We're in the Circa Sports studio and looking forward to talking about the Super Bowl with Mike and some of the exciting things that Circa is offering coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take a final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then come back and wrap it up for a Friday and for this week. So that is the plan, boys and girls. We start with area sports news and scores for a Friday. Looking back at day one of the girls' high school state wrestling tournament and team scores going into today, Decorah on top with 79 points. They've extended that lead. You'll hear more from Zarin's update here in just a moment. Cedar Falls entered today in second place with 64 points, defending state champ Waverly Shellrock in sixth with 56 points entering today. Cedar Falls with two wrestlers competing in the semis today. Lauren Witt at 110, April Hauser at 120. And we go now, without further ado, to the final update from the early session of the second and final day of the girls' high school state wrestling tournament. Zarin Egestal in Coralville.
For the final time this morning's session inside the Extreme Arena in Coralville, I'm Zarin Agustal on The Fan. Well, we have wrapped up the morning session and our consolation round 5, consolation round 6, our semifinals, all those wrapping up here in this morning session. First of all, we want to let you know about the state championships in the area. We have two girls wrestling for state titles as Kiara Yamesi at 140 for Waverly Shell Rock, show wrestle for a state title, and at 120 pounds, it is Camille Schult of Waverly Shell Rock, also will wrestle for a state title later this evening. We had, in consolation round number 6, a total of 7 girls in consolation round number 6. The winners in consolation round number 6 go to the third place match. The losers go to the fifth place match. We also had 2 girls in seventh place matches as well. Let's talk about it. First of all, at 100 pounds, it was Violet Diaz of Denver. She wins by fall in 239. The freshman is off to the third place match. Erica Irvine of Don Bosco is off to the third place match at 105 pounds as she wins by fall at 534. She is also a freshman for the Dons. It is an area battle at 105 pounds as Hillary Traynor of Sumner Fredericksburg is the 4 seed. She will meet up with Irvine in the third place matchup as she won by an 8-3 decision. And also for Cedar Falls, 2 girls wrestling for third place. Lauren Witt at 110 pounds, she won by decision 3-1. And April Halzer at 120 pounds, she won by fall in 4-24. Both of those girls for Cedar Falls will wrestle for third place. 2 girls fell in their consolation 6 matchup and will wrestle for fifth place later tonight. Union LaPorte City's Jillian Worthen, the number 2 overall seed at 125, she will go to the fifth place matchup as she fell by pin in 219. And Waverly Shell Rock's Carissa Oldenberger, the number 27 seed that made a run all the way to the semifinals, well, now she's going to the fifth place matchup as she lost by decision 1-0. 2 placers in the area as Applington Parkersburg picked up a 7th place finish with Grace Storjohan, the 6th seed at 120. She won by fall at 514 and finishes in 7th place. And Lily Stowe of Waverly Shell Rock, decision 4-2. She also finishes in 7th place. That's our final recap for now. We will come back at about 6 o'clock and talk more about what we did now and get you set up for the championship matchups here at here on The Fan. From the Extreme Arena in Coralville, I'm Zarin Agustal for Koloff Media Sports.
Yeah, big thanks to Zarin, doing great work down in Coralville this week for us and other stations in the company. Really appreciate it. So there's the latest from the girls' high school state wrestling tournament. Meanwhile, tonight in Metro basketball, as I mentioned, in boys' action, 4A ninth-ranked Cedar Falls at rival Waterloo West. Wahawks coach Derek Slater joins us in the next segment. In girls' games, 5A 7th-ranked Cedar Falls plays host to Waterloo West. In girl-boy doubleheaders tonight, Waterloo East plays host to Ames, Waterloo Columbus Catholic at Jessup, and Waterloo Christian travels to Meskwaki Settlement. Also, in boys and girls bowling, Waterloo Columbus Catholic is at Olwine. The state dual team wrestling tournament takes place tomorrow at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Action gets underway at 9 tomorrow morning with quarterfinal duels in all 3 classes. Several area boys teams competing. In Class 3A, Waverly Shell Rock, seeded 8th, takes on top seed Southeast Polk. In 2A, 6 seed Independence goes against 3 seed Creston. In 1A, Don Bosco, the 3 seed, takes on 6 seed Jessup. And 5th seeded Nashua Plainfield faces 4 seed Lake Mills. Finally, 8 seed Wapsie Valley goes up against number 1 seed Alburnett. Tonight in college wrestling, 4th-ranked Iowa State plays host to West Virginia. In a Big Ten duel, 2nd-ranked Iowa is at 12th-ranked Michigan. And it's a battle for first place in the American Rivers Conference as top-ranked Wartburg plays host to 5th-ranked Co. The Waterloo Blackhawks are preparing for a pair of home games this weekend. The Hawks host Madison tonight and Sioux City tomorrow. Waterloo currently 4th in the USHL Western Conference, just 3 points behind 3rd-place Sioux Falls. Pregame coverage begins tonight at 6:45, opening faceoff at 7:05. The Iowa men's basketball team back home tonight to host Ohio State. Tip-off scheduled for 6 o'clock. Hawkeyes are 8-3 in Carver Hawkeye Arena this season. Ohio State 0-5 in true road games. The Iowa State men's basketball team returns to action tomorrow at Baylor. Iowa State ranked 12th, Baylor 18th. Cyclones will be playing their first game since they upset 7th-ranked Kansas last Saturday. Iowa State is 5-2, tied for second in the Big 12 with Texas Tech. Baylor is 4-3. Pre-game coverage begins at 6 tomorrow on Cruisin' KCFI. Tip-off is at 7. Meanwhile, we'll have Iowa State women's basketball here on The Fan tomorrow. The Cyclones at UCF. Pre-game at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Tip-off at 11. The UNI men's basketball team is back at home tomorrow hosting Murray State. Panthers trying to stop a two-game skid. UNI won at Murray State 70-60 back on January 14th. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:30 tomorrow on 93.5 The Mix. Tip-off is at 1. Meanwhile, the UNI women will play at home tomorrow night after the men's game takes place. The Panthers hosting in-state rival Drake. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:45 on 106.5 Corn Country tomorrow. Tip-off at 6. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. And come back on the other side with Waterloo West High School boys basketball coach Derek Slater on a Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Carl Weathers has passed away at the age of 76, most notably an actor in Hollywood for his roles as Apollo Creed in the Rocky franchise and Chubbs Peterson in Happy Gilmore. Weathers was once an NFL linebacker, playing for the Raiders in the early 70s, then went on to play in the CFL for the BC Lions. Again, Carl Weathers passing away today at the age of 76. Veteran NFL quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is retiring. He's becoming the head coach of his alma mater, Miami Northwestern Senior High School in South Florida. Buccaneers close to hiring Liam Cohen as their new offensive coordinator. He comes over from Kentucky, while the Saints will be hiring 49ers passing game specialist Clint Kubiak to be their offensive coordinator, according to ESPN. One other note involving the Saints, NOLA.com says the team is working to rework the contract of quarterback Derek Carr. That means Carr will likely be under contract for the next two seasons in New Orleans.
Put the smart in your speaker. Just say, "Hey Alexa, play 1650 The Fan." You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and 4 juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Iowa hosting Ohio State today at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Iowa opened as a 5.5-point favorite that has been bet down to 4.5 points. The total has moved from 157 to 158. The Buckeyes are 0-5 on the road this season. Iowa 9-3 on their home floor. The NASCAR Cup Series unofficial start to the season. The Busch Light clashed at the Coliseum in Los Angeles Sunday. Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr. the 9-1 co-favorites. William Byron and Kyle Busch are 10-1. San Francisco 49ers a 2-point favorite over the Chiefs a week from Sunday in the Super Bowl. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast.
lows dip down to about 33 and foggy tonight. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, with fog and spots early tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 29. Upper 40s, Sunday, low 50s, Monday. With your Weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. It's a big one in the Metro tonight. Actually, a couple of big ones as the Waterloo West boys and girls basketball teams taking on rival Cedar Falls tonight. And over on Cruising KCFI, you'll be able to hear the ninth-ranked Cedar Falls boys on the road at Waterloo West to take on the Wahawks, a pregame of 7:15 with the opening tip at 7:30 tonight. And really pleased now to be joined by first-year Wahawks boys basketball coach Derek Slater. Coach Slater, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, man, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure to have you on, Coach Slater. Glad you're doing well. Let's just start with the fact that, man, we're in the stretch run here. The postseason's going to be here before mm-hmm. we know it. Your team's got 14 games under its belt. Just tell me what you've liked the most through a pretty good sample size of 14 games from your Wahawks.
Well, I think we've shown a lot of growth. Like, we have a lot of young guys on our team. I think we're bringing two freshmen off the bench, along with starting a sophomore. So they just shown a ton of growth. And, you know, we've overcame a lot of adversity, you know, this first half of the season. So just battling through that adversity, building character. We played like a month and a half without, you know, our number one scorer. And, mm-hmm. you know, guys got a chance to build on themselves and, you know, grow within themselves and grow within their role. And it seems like, you know, now that we're heading into this stretch run, you know, we're just now finding an identity.
And you know what? This all lines up with what I've heard doing my best to keep up with Metro basketball is that you can't sleep on this Wahawks team. They're talented. They are young, but they're getting better. They've had this adversity that you mentioned to go through with Jaleel, who's battled injury. We'll talk about him in a little bit. But first, Coach Slater, I just want to talk a little bit about you here before we really dig in further on your Wahawks boys basketball team. Of course, you know, many people aware of Coach Baranobis' resignation before the season began. You get tapped to be the coach after that takes place. Just tell us, you know, what had you and how did you position yourself to be a candidate? What made you say yes to the job? And just tell us about yourself as a basketball coach.
Well, of course, when he first announced that he would be resigning, you know, I didn't even think about it that same night. You know, it was, you know, everyone was emotional. You know, it was a big shock to everyone. And, you know, we had our plans coming into the season, and, you know, we all were just a little shell-shocked. But, mm-hmm. you know, after sleeping on it, and, you know, I had a couple people reach out to me and, you know, inquire if I was going to apply for it, I immediately knew it was the right thing to do. You know, I've been here the longest out of everyone. I know everything that's going on. I've been a coach, an actual coach, for over 10 years. So it just was time. It just was time that, you know, I stepped up, and we've preached, you know, all these years that, you know, we do basketball. We have a leadership class, so we're preaching leaders. So, you know, I just wanted to take that stand and be that leader to step up and be that example for the players. And, you know, I know they wanted it, so, you know, it was a no-brainer.
I would imagine, Coach, as you described there, with all the experience that you've had being an assistant coach, that you were well-equipped to, you know, slide over one spot on the bench there and be the head coach. That being said, through 14 games, is there anything in particular that really kind of struck you as, okay, this is different, and maybe I – you know, this is how I can get better at this, you know, sliding over one seat, because it is just sliding over one seat. But then again, I've heard many coaches before say there's a lot that changes in just a few feet on that bench.
Well, it's just, you know, you're you're going up against, you know, a very talented coach every night in this conference. So it's just, you know, putting in the work, you know, on yourself as a coach, just like the players would have to do, you know, for themselves, is working on their game. So just working on your coaching game, seeing what works and what doesn't work, you know, because it's, you know, it's a game of, you know, if you do this, then they're going to do this. And, you know, so you really got to put some thought into what you're doing, because there's pros and cons to everything you do. But besides sliding over to one seat, I mean, I was the sophomore coach for five years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very comfortable with sliding over that one seat. The season before that, being an assistant coach was actually a little tougher for me, you know, having to sit there and, you know, you have your own ideals, but
sure,
you're following the coach's plan, because, you know, we all have to be on the same page, and, you know, you're going with that. So, you know, that was, you know, a little tougher. You know, sometimes, you know, you got your ideals, but you just got to keep them to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I trusted Barinobis, so we just went with his stuff.
Waterloo West boys basketball coach Derek Slater, our guest right now on this Friday edition of Coaling Company. Coach Slater, with 14 games under this team's belt, what would you say is its identity? Like, what's happening when your Wahawks are playing their best basketball?
We're playing our best basketball. The ball is moving. We're communicating on defense. We're executing our stuff. And we've seen quarters where, you know, we've looked really good. Like even the last game, the Kennedy game,
mm-hmm.
We got down 10 quick, but we held them to 14 in the first quarter, and it was, ended up being a 14-6 quarter. And, you know, so our defense has been good for stretches, but we just have to do that for a total of four quarters. And I think once we put all that together, we're going to be a team that you really, you know, aren't going to be too happy to play in the sub-state.
And with that being said, as we've talked, postseason's drawing near. Is there any one or two things that's really a priority right now in practice when it comes to improvement?
Yeah, just our overall help side defense and closing out on shooters. I think we've really been emphasizing that. So if we can just get that down and get players moving with the ball, we'll be okay. Right now we do a lot of watching. So
yep.
that's kind of been hurting us, especially when we play teams with good shooters, because, you know, what they tend to do is they put those shooters on the weak side of the defense, and, you know, that's been really hurting us when we're not getting out to those guys.
Let's talk about your outstanding junior. You mentioned him before mm-hmm. when talking about adversity, and Jahlil Manigo averaging 21 points per game. Just tell us about him, and hopefully he's feeling better. It seems like he is, what he's had to battle this season.
Yeah, he's feeling way better. You know, he's still getting his legs about him, but, you know, he was out like a month and a half, and, you know, it's showing in endurance-wise. But, I mean, he's a great kid, first of all. You know, he's a good basketball mm-hmm. player, but better kid. And when he's out there playing his game, it's, you know, things are just flowing way smoother. And he's that matchup that, you know, teams have to worry about, and it just makes life for the other players much easier, because now their shots are coming a lot easier. They're getting open just because of the way he puts pressure on defenses.
And a lot of times, you know, when your leading scorer, your most productive player is out, you can really learn some things about your team and perhaps build on those. Is there anything that really comes to mind when Jahlil was sidelined that, you know, as much as that was serious adversity, that perhaps the team's better for it now?
Oh, of course. I think we had, you know, a lot of players that, you know, wanted to step up in larger roles, you know, even before Jahlil was out. So once he was out, they were able to, you know, have a larger role and kind of see the value that he brought to the team when he was there. Because now, you know, with them being in that larger role, they're more the focus of the other team's defense. And, that, you know, they got to see how difficult, you know, it is to be that consistent as Jahlil's been on a night in and night out basis. So, you know, the adversity, it built a lot of character within our team, and you can really see it now that he's back.
And tell us a little bit about your role players on this team, those guys that you're referencing right there, Joseph Hudson, Parker Burns, Bryce Westemeyer, other guys. You got, you go into a bench and play guys, six, seven, eight, nine deep. So just tell us about your other Wahawks that have been contributing this season, Coach.
Yeah, well, Bryce Westemeyer has been a pleasant surprise to us. I didn't expect him to be as good as he is on defense, but he's turned out to be an excellent defender. He plays football also, so he brings that grit to the team, that toughness. So I'm very happy about that. He's also shooting over 50% from three.
Wow.
So that's giving us a huge boost when teams leave him open. He's making them pay. Joseph Hudson, he's a terrific player too. He's good on the boards. He guards big men, and he shuts them down. Same thing with Sean Sirwortham. I think the other night we held. Kern from Lenmar, he's a pretty good player, but the way Sean Sirwortham played him was terrific. I think he still ended up with like 22 points, but they were 22 tough points. So, when there's teams that have those good big men, those two are doing great jobs. And the first time we played Cedar Falls, they did an excellent job also on Peters and Corbett and Gertis. So, I expect that night in and night out for those two. Parker Burns, he's a sophomore. And if you watched him play, you wouldn't be able to tell he's a sophomore. So he's doing really good things for us. I expect him to, even grow more over this summer.
Sure.
So, and then we've been developing another one of our bigs, Cooper Dolan. He's a 6'7" big. He started off the season on the bench, not getting very much playing time. But over the course of the season, he had to get playing time, especially when Jahlil was out. And he's like night and day from when he started. So, and he's a junior also. So we're expecting big things for him, for the rest of this season and in the off season. And then we're, like you said, we're young.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two freshman guards coming off the bench, one Zion Cook and the other one Derek Akins.
Mm-hmm.
And they also play sophomore. So, we're just getting minutes where we can get them. But they do an excellent job of giving guys breathers and different things like that. And that's basically we're playing eight guys.
Yep.
So, we got some other guys on the bench that, they're juniors.
Mm-hmm.
That we're hopefully willing to we're going to develop over this spring and summer.
I'm
excited for the rest of this season, and I'm really excited for our future. Like, we bring this whole team back next year, except for Sean Sirwortham, the only senior that, is getting minutes right now that won't be back.
And, Coach, it makes me think, just the way you explain, Coach Slater, your roster dynamics right now and all that you'll bring back next year, I have to imagine you probably got pretty competitive practices, as much as you don't want your guys beating up on each other. Like, there's a lot of investment, not just because it's this season, but because, there's the future as well. Not that you're looking past anything, but I would imagine you guys probably get after it in practices.
Oh, yeah, we get after it in practice. We get after it in our rebounding drills. We do this 2v2 post-entry drill, and the guys love the drill. And, the only way you can score is in the paint. And if you get an offensive rebound, you can go back up. So that builds a ton of toughness. We let some of the upper sophomores come and participate in that. So I expect for next season we're going to have an even deeper team, because there's some really good sophomores that can help us out next year also. That'll be juniors.
And fair to say that your team, despite the fact that you guys are 5-9 right now, as you laid out here, you had to battle the adversity with Jahlil being out. So I think you got to look past that record, and I would hope that your guys do that too. Like, your guys understand that, the record doesn't match what your talent and skill level is and the teams that you're capable of competing with.
Oh, yeah, they definitely know that. And we know we let some games, slip away, that if Jahlil was playing that, we definitely would have won. But, one thing that I like to talk to about my guys is, after losses, we talk about what we learned and how can we grow from what we learned during that game. And then we watch film, and then, you know, we'll correct the mistakes after we watch film.
Coach, big rivalry game tonight, as I mentioned at the top. You guys hosting Cedar Falls. Tigers are ranked ninth, but, you know, as we were just talking, you know, anytime it's a rivalry game, you throw out the records, and I think especially so in this matchup tonight. What's the scouting report on the Tigers?
Well, you know, they're a very well-coached team. I don't think, you know, you can put out whatever scouting report you want, but you got to come to play when you play Cedar Falls. So that's the scouting report. Come to play, be tough, play together, and let's get this win.
Coach, I'll be looking forward to listening to this game tonight over on Cruising KCFI. Best of luck, best of health. Real pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll get you on again sometime soon, okay?
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, Coach.
Yep.
Waterloo West boys basketball coach Derek Slater, kind enough to join us on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, that's a 7:15 pregame tonight over on Cruising KCFI, 7:30 tip, Dave Finnegan on the call. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up during the break. On the other side, we're going to talk about the big game, the Super Bowl. Mike Palm, Vice President of Ops for Circa Resort and Casino, will join us next. He's also a part of our friends over at the VSiN Network. So we'll talk Super Bowl. We'll get his analysis on not just the game itself, but what is the betting public telling us about the Super Bowl, which will take place a week from this Sunday. That's next right here on a Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa Hawkeye men return to Big Ten action tonight by hosting Ohio State. The Hawks are 4-6 in league race after faltering late in a loss at Indiana. The Buckeyes are 3-7. It's a 6 o'clock tip-off in Carver-Hawkeye. The 12th-ranked Iowa State men take a three-game winning streak on the road to Baylor tomorrow. The Cyclones 5-2 in the Big 12. Baylor is 4-3.
We know they're going to have a great crowd. We know they have a great atmosphere. You know, and we've just got to be ready to carry our defensive play, our aggressiveness, our toughness, and our mentality, no matter we go play on the road. And whether it's the first time a guy's in there or they've been in there before, I think it's just the mindset to do that job.
That's Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger. Also tomorrow, the Drake men have a first-place showdown in the Missouri Valley Conference at Indiana State. The UNI men will be at home against Murray State. Women's play tomorrow. Third-ranked Iowa visits Maryland. This is Radio Iowa.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agriamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on AgriAmerica. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agriamerica.com. That's agriamerica.com.
Shop great deals on powerful tools and more at Fleet Farm. We've got more than 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories that will have you ready for any DIY project. This week, buy an M18 battery system starter kit and get a free M18 brushless cutoff grinder. Plus, bring the kids along for a special bird suet heart crafting activity, Saturday, February 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save on tools built to last and create family memories that will last even longer at Fleet Farm.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Cole Bear, host of Cole & Company for Circa Sports. We're in the thick of the college basketball season, and there's no better place to make your wagers than the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, Circus Sports. The Circus Sports app is now available in Iowa, and it offers sports betting the way it should be. So it was a no-brainer for me on where to make my wagers, as Circus Sports doesn't limit players based on their winnings, and instead of paying the book minus 115 or minus 120 splits, Circus drives for minus 110 splits on straight bets and parlays. I'm telling you, Circus Sports really is sports betting the way it should be. Not to mention best-in-class customer service with no chatbots. Visit CircusSports.com and download the app now. And join me, Cole Bear, on the world's largest sports book. If you or someone you may know have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of the show continues. A week from this Sunday, Super Bowl 58, the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Pre-game coverage begins at 1 next Sunday. Kickoff at 5:30. Really pleased now to be joined by Mike Palm, VP of Operations for Circa Resort and Casino. And, of course, I'm inside the Circa Sports studio right now. We're going to talk about the big game. Also, how to bet at Circa Sports and all the different ways, all the fun you can have. Mike joins us now. Mike, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Thanks, Cole. Doing great. A little bit of the calm before the storm here with the big game happening just 10 days from now.
The big game's always a big deal, of course, but you guys got it in your backyard finally. It's in Las Vegas. Can you take us inside at all, what it's like? You said it's the calm before the storm, but, man, that's going to be one heck of a storm when game week arrives on Monday.
Yeah, you know, Las Vegas is always sort of Super Bowl central, whether the game's in Miami or New Orleans or the Rose Bowl or Houston, wherever. Everybody comes to Vegas for the game, but now it's going to be here. So the week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, will look a lot the same, but Monday through Thursday, totally different if the NFL takes over the town and so many different events with Radio Row, being in Mandalay Bay right across from Allegiant, and then all the different parties that will occur all around town, including at our legacy club here at Circa and its stadium swim that will happen throughout the course of the week will just be pretty amazing.
It's a rematch of the 2020 Super Bowl, Chiefs versus Niners. Here in Iowa, Mike, as you would understand, we're really pumped up to watch Brock Purdy and George Kittle. How about for you? I mean, how does this Super Bowl matchup strike you, and what's maybe kind of your first impressions of this matchup as it relates to the football side of things?
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously our owner's from Detroit, and a lot of the guys I work with are from Michigan and that. So you know, they were in San Francisco for the NFC Championship game, so they came home heartbroken. I don't know where we would have found all the rooms if the Lions had made the Super Bowl for everybody from the Detroit area that would have wanted to come out here. But we do have a rematch of the 2020 Super Bowl that happened right before the world shut down. I think it's a good matchup. From a betting perspective, you know, I like the Ravens Sunday, but I just don't want to put myself in front of the train that is Mahomes and Andy Reid. So I think either you bet on the Chiefs or you probably avoid the game because, I mean, how many times are you going to get burned by that? Now, when we saw this game 4 years ago, remember the Niners had a 10-point lead with 8 minutes to go in the game against a much more explosive Chiefs offense at the time, but then Mahomes and company scored 21 points, won the game and pushed over the total. So I would expect with this number at 2, you know, it opened 2.5, it was down to 1.5. Now it's painted 2 at just about every sports book in the world. We're not going to see it come too much off that number. Maybe it goes back down to 1.5, possibly could go to 2.5, but I think it's more likely to go down than over. So the good thing about the Super Bowl is if you don't particularly like one side or the other of the total, there's thousands and thousands of prop bets that you can get involved in.
Yeah, there really are. I'm looking at your one sheet here from Circus Sports with alternative lines, game props, team props, over-unders at 47.5, unless that's perhaps changed today, Mike. But, I mean, what an impressive sheet of props here. And that's something that's become quite popular as legalization of sports gambling has, you know, grown throughout this country. Just take us inside the props at Circa Sportsbook and what I would imagine you could give us insight on just how popular betting those have become.
Yeah, you know, in general, props are a bigger percentage of our total volume each and every year, in-game and props, right? There's less just betting on a side in total and more betting on, like, in the NBA, there's more bets on players' props, points, rebounds, steals, assists, than there are people that bet the team to win or lose or cover a point spread or a total. In hockey, I mean, we're in Illinois now. I mean, I know Bedard's injured. He'll probably come back here in about a month. I mean, we take more bets on his shots on goal than there are people who bet the Blackhawks to their opponent or the total. So props in general, in the NFL, first touchdown score is a really popular prop throughout the course of the year that we offer on all primetime games. Anytime touchdown score is a very popular prop. Quarterback passing yards, interceptions, touchdowns thrown, touchdowns rushed for, rushing yards. I mean, everything, tackles, sacks, interceptions, turnovers, longest field goal, longest play, shortest touchdown. I mean, everything you can think of,
yeah,
you can bet on. And all at, and all just not at a stagnant number. There's usually three or four different index numbers that you can bet it on and get a better or lay a heavier price, depending on what you're interested in.
Circa Sports VP of Operations Mike Palm, our guest right now on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on X, at Mike Palm Circa. Mike, the Circa Squares bets game, a lot of people like to play squares. Some people unfamiliar with the game, but nonetheless, this is an exciting promotion you guys have going on right now. Take our audience inside this.
Yeah, we actually just got our patent issued on this that we applied for 3 years ago. So I'm one of the four people named on the patent. So I can, at least I can take that for my obituary if I do nothing else.
Very cool.
So the squares are just like you would have, you know, I remember growing up in Dubuque. I mean, we would go to one of my dad's friend's houses to watch the Super Bowl party or, right, Rose Bowl parties, or restaurants host these parties. And you have a big board, and usually you draw a random number, right? You pay $25 or $50 or $100 per square, and
yep,
they draw a random number, and you get that. And if it hits that number, you win for the half or for the whole game. Here we actually let you make a wager on it, and you get to pick the numbers. So you can, if you want, bet the score is going to be Chief 7, Niners 3 at the end of the first quarter, and there's a price associated with that. And the prices move, just like the side and the total move. But you get your pick, and, you know, some of these odd numbers are 10,000 to 1. Your maximum payout is 100,000, but you can bet more than one square. You can bet as much as you want on a square, up to a $100,000 payout. You can bet all the quarters. You can bet just the final if you want. Taking shots on the more exotic ones that have bigger prices. Throw a few dollars on the common scores of 0 and 3 and 7 and all. And so, just to be clear, it's the last digit of the opponent's score. So, you know,
yeah,
if at halftime it's 24-13 Chiefs, that's 4 Chiefs, 3 Niners.
Correct, yes. Mike Palm, VP of Operations for Circa Resort and Casino, our guest right now for a couple more minutes on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. Mike, it's really been a pleasure partnering with Circa Sports here. We're getting close to a month now of our partnership, and I've just really enjoyed the tight splits. I love a minus 110 and not having to pay that extra juice to the house if I don't have to. That's been really pleasant. Just tell our listeners who are hearing straight from you, you know, the guy who's there in Vegas on behalf of Circa, about the Circa Sports Iowa app and what they can find there before I got to let you go.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. Transparency, you're going to see when you go on the app, it'll show you exactly how much you can bet on each game. There's no guessing, trying to punch in a number and get it accepted. We have the lowest takeout in the industry on a lot of our markets. So as you talked about, the tight split. We offer two-way. So we have, if you want to bet a team yes to win something, we also offer the no price. Not many books do that. And then our futures markets, the takeout is really good. Golf, they're second to none. I mean, we're holding like half of what most other sports book hold. And we allow cross-sport parlays. So if you want to bet the team to win the Super Bowl, with the team to win the World Series, with the team to win March Madness, you can do all that stuff with us as well.
Mike, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Really looking forward to enjoying the Super Bowl with Circus Sports, the Circus Sports Iowa app. Thanks so much, and enjoy the game yourself.
Thanks, Cole. Enjoy it. And all the listeners, have a great weekend.
Mike Palm, VP of Operations for Circa Resort and Casino, the Circus Sports Book. We're right here in the Circus Sports Studio. A real pleasure to catch up with him and get his insight on the Super Bowl and how you can create more fun for yourself by downloading that Circus Sports Iowa app. All right, let's take this final time out. We'll get you a NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then come back for a final time on a Friday and for the week and wrap up the show.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Commanders have found a new commander-in-chief. Washington is hiring former Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn as their next head coach. Quinn previously was the head coach of the Falcons for five seasons, leading them to Super Bowl 51. Jim Harbaugh met the media in L.A. Thursday for the first time as the Chargers head coach. The national title winner at Michigan spoke about why he's returning to the NFL now and why he chose the Chargers.
Time. I got so many, I know I said this the other day, but I only got so many hours, sands left in the hourglass, and I want another shot. I want another shot at to be simply known as world champions. The Lombardi Trophy, that's my mission.
And Niners tight end George Kittle missed the team's first official practice for Super Bowl 58 Thursday. He's dealing with a toe injury. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Does it run? Does it drive? Great. We'll give you $3,500 guaranteed trade on your next purchase at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls. Hi, I'm Luke Schmidt, General Manager at Community Chevrolet Cadillac, and we've got a great selection for your $3,500 trade. Whether it's new or pre-owned, we've got a full lot ready to find a new home. So if it runs and drives, bring it on over and we'll give you $3,500 trade-in. Simple, straightforward deals guaranteed at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls.
$3,500 trade guarantee ends February 20th. See dealer for details.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for more than two decades, and we're proud to continue, thanks in part to these sponsors.
Blackhawk Mutual Insurance Association, a Grinnell Mutual member, is proud to support high school athletics. Blackhawk Mutual Insurance, your local farm and home insurance company, located in Hudson.
For over 60 years, K-Tank in Janesville has been serving Iowa and the Midwest. K-Tank is the first to call when you need above-ground fuel, fertilizer, and chemical tanks. K-Tank.com.
Gary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls understands accidents happen, but you have a choice in repairing your vehicle promptly and professionally. Stop in for a free estimate. Gary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls.
Thinking of adding a hot tub, sauna, or pool to your home? Shop local with Tubs R Us, serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls, Waterloo.
D&D Tire in Raymond and Jessup specializes in commercial and automotive tire sales and service. From heavy equipment, tractors, large trucks, and cars. D&D Tire, Douglas Street in Jessup and Lafayette Road in Raymond.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After Sean McVay famously turned around the L.A. Rams as the youngest head coach in NFL history, offensive coaches have become all the rage throughout the yearly head coaching cycle. Well, that's mostly due to the effect a brilliant coordinator can have on a young quarterback. Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan are two perfect examples of that, but we have to be careful not to overlook the impact of great defensive minds. Despite a unique offensive scheme, the Niners and Chiefs both rank inside the top five in scoring defense this year. And when you look at the teams who have won the Super Bowl over the last decade, eight of those teams have had a defense ranked inside the top 10 in scoring. A dominant defense keeps you in every game and consistently provides offenses the luxury of a short field. That can cover up plenty of mistakes throughout the season. So while chasing the next great young offensive mind may sound great in today's high-scoring, pass-happy NFL, one thing remains true. Defense still wins championships. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Hey there, Dan Patrick here. I've got something hot for you, and I'm not just talking about the big game. It's the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, and let me tell you, game changer. Whether you're tailgating with your boys, hosting the ultimate big game party, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the MVP. Perfect balance of heat and flavor, and you add that to all your food. It's like a touchdown dance for your taste buds. The hot sauce brings the soulful heat of Louisiana to your party, turning every gathering into a spicy celebration of food and football. No huddle, no problem. The hot sauce is ready. Fast-paced action of your tailgate or the big game party. Quick and easy, just like your favorite team executing the perfect play. So make the call. Add the original Louisiana brand hot sauce to your roster today. The big game MVP of flavors. Ready to take your game day experience to a whole new level. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Flavor favors the bold.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back for a final time on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. Got to thank Waterloo West boys basketball coach Derek Slater for joining today's show. Real pleasure to talk with Coach Slater. And his Wahawks playing host to the ninth-ranked Cedar Falls boys basketball team tonight, 7:15 pregame of that game over on Cruising KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM, Cruising KCFI app, or streaming at kcfiradio.com. Meanwhile, of course, the Cedar Falls girls playing host to the Waterloo West Wahawks tonight. Got to thank Mike Palm, VP of Ops for Circa Resort and Casino, for joining today's show. It's a pleasure to catch up with Mike, talk about the Super Bowl, and all the fun you can have with Circus Sports. All right, that is a wrap for the week. Have a great night and an outstanding weekend, everybody. I will be back on Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.